to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I would just like to make a statement. Paul Ryan, I think, is doing more harm to our Republican Party than good. I don't think he listened to the 2012 election results. And if they're really serious about doing some things, they've got to start to work together. Our Republican Party is going to fall totally apart.
There's a caller in Ohio commenting on the need for both parties to work together to fix the economy and the economic problems we have in this country. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in. It's another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And this weekend, we are presenting a special edition overviewing, as we are in the halfway mark of the year, the top 10 items in News Talk Radio the first half of the year, most, I guess, discussed and disgusting in some circles, items of interest here. Speaking of disgusting, Attorney General Eric Holder, that's my own pejorative I put on it, Department of Justice at number 10, Edward Snowden and the NSA number 9, Syria number 8, Boston Marathon bombing number 7, IRS scandal number 6, Benghazi scandal number 5, North Korea and their foolishness number 4, immigration reform number 3, gun control legislation number 2, and the debt and deficit sequester, the economy and how it's affected our country, number 1 going into the first half or finishing off the first half of the year. Going back to March, here's radio man Chris DeGaulle talking to Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who blames the accidental death of 7 Marines on the fact that we had the sequester.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid dancing on the graves of dead Marines in order to score political points yesterday during remarks on the Senate floor about an explosion at an Army base in Nevada, which happened late during the show yesterday. It killed 7 Marines ultimately. It was during a training exercise. Reid hopped right in on the Senate floor, blaming sequestration for the accident.
It's very important we continue training our military. So important. But one of the things in sequester is we cut back in training and maintenance. That's the way sequester was written. Now, the bill that's on the floor, we hope to pass today, helps that a little bit. At least in the next 6 months, it allows the military some degree of ability to move things around a little bit. Flexibility, we call it, and that's good. But we have to be very vigilant. This sequester should go away. We've cut already huge amounts of money and deficit reduction. It's just not appropriate, Mr. President, that our military can't train and do the maintenance necessary. These men and women, our Marines, were training there in Hawthorne. And with the sequester, it's going to cut the stuff back. And I just hope everyone understands sacrifices made by our military, they are significant.
Oh. Now, this is so bad that an unusual statement came from the Marine Corps. Now, consider a couple of things. Number one, of course, this is the Senate Majority Leader of the United States. Number two, we're talking about an Army base in his home state. Not only could the Senate Majority Leader get the facts and the information from any Army base on which this would happen, tragically, but certainly in his own home state. Now, consider for a moment if Pat Toomey or Bob Casey or old Red Light Menendez or Granddad there came home or went to the Senate floor and said something about, I don't know, something happening at our airport, or something happened in a naval yard, and using sequestration as a reason for it happening, some tragic event, some explosion or something, and just making up out of whole cloth why it happened, and blaming sequestration for it. Well, it was so egregious and so over the top, and such a lie, the Marine Corps, of all things, who does not get political, they had to weigh in on it. They actually had to release a statement. They started talking to reporters. Jim McLeshevsky of NBC News said, "I can tell you Marine Corps officials this afternoon taking strong exception to what Harry Reid implied, saying that this exercise, for example, was well planned in advance, had nothing to do with budget cuts. There were no corners cut. And if they couldn't afford to have all the safety precautions in place, they wouldn't do the exercise. In fact, one Marine Corps official told us, in short, he considers this nothing but pure political posturing on the backs of dead Marines.
Up next, more on the debt and the sequester. Talk Radio Countdown Show, Mid-Year Review on the air.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through Sunday, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new, and more. Plus, for doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Martin acoustic guitar strings, 5 sets for $20. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry. Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of 4 select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and 4 admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 23rd through July 8th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the so-called TRCS, Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, otherwise known as DS. I guess we could abbreviate a lot of things here. We are moving up the list from number 1 to number 10 in this hour as we review the first half of the year. On this special review, the debt, the deficit, the sequester, and how it impacted our country, number 1 for the first half of the year. From affiliate KSYL in Alexandria, Louisiana, host Bob Madison and Dave Gratian talked to Senator Dave Vitter of Louisiana about how painful Vitter believed the sequester cuts would be for most.
The battle's still going on over the budget and over the sequestration in Washington. What are your thoughts on all of that?
Well, I think the public is understanding over time that it's not the end of the world, that they deal with a 2 or 3% cut all the time in their family budgets and their small business budget. In fact, sometimes that's on a good month, and so this is not the end of the world. Now, I do think we should make some changes to be able to handle it with less pain and disruption, even that it's going to cause, but we need to make the cuts overall, and so let's get on with it. Let's make these savings and lower deficit and debt.
Bob?
Yeah, Senator, my tax man, who told me that it's a closer to 1% and that half of it is going to be spread out over the next few years. What's the deal?
Well, overall, it's over 10 years, so it is over 10 years. Probably the most difficult year for various reasons is this first year. But most of what he's getting at is true, Bob. For instance, most of the figures you hear are not cuts off a flat line. They're cuts off a greatly accelerating line in terms of spending. So they're mostly cutting rates of spending growth, not actual spending.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is cutting actual spending, but most of it is a cut off of a growth line that's going up.
Doing away with the Social Security tax holiday, how much did that did we save on that?
I forget the dollar figure. It's a significant dollar figure. You know, the reason most folks, including me, most folks on both sides of the aisle decided to end that is because that does fund Social Security. That is traditionally the basis for funding Social Security. Now, Social Security is in trouble anyway, but that would have put it in greater trouble.
Talk radio caller reaction now to Congress and what they did or didn't do to fix the sequester.
Since the mid-60s and the advent of Lyndon Johnson's Great Society, which is unfunded, we kicked the can down the road 70 times, over 70 times we've raised the debt limit. We've got 500 and we need term limits. We have 535 papacies, separate individual papacies. We can't continue on like this. We need term limits, and what has occurred is overdue, and sequestration is today's version of a timeout.
It's criminal mischief. It's reckless endangerment, and finally, disorderly conduct. It's a pretty low bar, low bar criminal charges, if you will. I mean, but lawyering's tradecraft is a top-down power trip, which means those are the top dog lawyers. No district court lawyer would charge them with criminal mischief. I think it's criminal mischief. I think it's legally reckless endangerment. It's legally criminal mischief. But like I said, lawyers be lawyers, and tradecraft be that it is. But I have a solution, and that would be to fence in Congress and fence them in on the Capitol grounds for their entire term. Give them 2 weeks vacation in the summer and the winter, and let everyone else go inside the wire, come and go, lawyers, lobbyists, the public, and that would take care of term limits. That would take care of getting access to these people.
Obama promised he wouldn't raise taxes on anybody making less than $250,000. I don't make anywhere near $250,000. My taxes are going to go up. And, the Democrats keep saying the Republicans want to take everybody back to the 50s. If you look around the country, all the states that are Republican are paying off their bills. The only states that aren't paying off their bills are the Democrat states.
I believe the one word is, I believe it's unnecessary. I believe it's just a Republican ruse to make Obama's second term so it's not good. And, I mean, they failed to stop him from the second election, so now they're going to use this sequester as a bad administration.
I just want to read a few facts. $1.6 billion new tax loopholes for Hollywood. $11 million the Justice Department spent on those awful private jets. Federal workers doing union work while the taxpayers are paying them. $12 billion more going to be wasted on green energy. $2.2 billion for iPhones. And they just released 2,000 criminal aliens, illegal aliens, back into the system. Now there's definitely something wrong here.
Up next, we shift the focus to gun control and immigration reform. Both items you'll hear from and about on the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we move into a higher gear.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Talk Radio in Review. I'm Doug Steffen with this mid-year countdown, focusing on the top 10 items so far in the topic world for the first half of the year on the 1,000 or so radio stations that carry this as this format as their bread and butter. Number two item, gun control. Last month, talk host Ebony Kay talked about a shooting in Santa Monica and the way the news media seemed to ignore it as though we ought to get used to this kind of thing.
Every other week, it's some brutal massacre killing. And I almost don't know if we're growing tired of it, but we're not really doing anything about it. Because five people shot and killed in Santa Monica on a college campus while the president of the United States is down the street at a fundraiser. And yet this story is really not getting the kind of media attention you would expect it to. I mean, people aren't really talking about this in the same way they were talking about Newtown. I don't know if it wasn't enough murders. I don't know if the age of the victims are at issue. I'm not sure why it doesn't seem that people are as responsive to this massacre as they have been to others in the past. I almost get the sense that people don't know what to say about it at this point. You know, we know there's a problem. We seem to be having a bit of a conversation about making some change and addressing it. But, you know, we saw our Congress two months ago, fail to act when they were presented an option of at least doing some background check legislation. So do we feel like we're gridlocked? Perhaps that's where we are. We are gridlocked. We see that this is not getting better. It is indeed getting worse. But we're not prepared to really make active change to do anything about it. That certainly seems to be where we are because, I mean, this is completely, almost all of these massacres are completely premeditated. You know, these young men think about this. They plan for it. Oftentimes there's logs or social media that indicates the extent of the planning. And yet we don't seem to be at a place where we can actively stop it. You know, I'm not sure how many more Newtowns or Santa Monica College shootings have to happen for us to wake up, but I certainly hope it happens soon.
Earlier this week, talk host Al Malmberg talked to Congressman Jared Polis of Colorado about how Polis thinks the House will deal with the Gang of Eight bill now that it's passed through the Senate.
The Senate, it didn't seem to be too much of a problem with the immigration bill. House, it seems there's going to be a much bigger problem. What's your take on that?
Yeah, they got a strong bipartisan majority in the Senate, and it's tough going for the House. I mean, you know, we'll figure out exactly how we can get something done, but it's something that, you know, I hear from constituents all the time we need to fix. I mean, they want more border security. They want to restore the rule of law. They want to make sure that, you know, people who are here legally are ahead of people who who are here illegally in line to be citizens. They want all these things. So, I mean, I'm working hard on it. But, if we can't deliver, if Congress can't pass this, then it's pretty much guaranteed to stay the way it is for another 5 or 10 years. And instead of having 10 million people here illegally, we'll probably have 20 million people here illegally in another decade.
Yeah. I have a nephew who married a young lady from Guyana.
Mm-hmm.
And she went through the process of becoming a citizen, and it took a while and took some effort.
Oh, yeah, and just so everybody knows what's being talked about in the Senate bill and even any potential House bill, it's years, I mean, before anybody could ever be eligible to become a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody gets citizenship through this immigration reform. It talks about creating a line, basically, then they get back a line, 15 years, 13 years, and then there's still a test that you have to take to ever become a citizen. So, I mean, you're talking about if somebody's, 30, now, maybe by the time they're 45 or 50, they would be eligible to apply for citizenship. But none of this stuff actually makes citizens out of anybody. It doesn't grant legal status. It just creates a vehicle to do it. People always say get in line. When you look at immigration law, there actually is no line. Yes, if you marry an American, there's one. That's a good way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are absent marrying somebody. Yeah. There needs to be kind of an orderly, legal way to register, get in line. We need the people here to work, whether it's agricultural service industry, whatever it is. We need some of them. We need to do it in an orderly way.
North Korea and Benghazi. We'll check in on those stories as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to our special edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the mid-year review highlighting the top 10 items in News Talk Radio, News Talk Television for the first half of the year, up to number 4, North Korea. Here's a conversation from a couple of months ago with talk host Mike McConnell and political analyst Paul Green, talking about how ridiculous it is that Dennis Rodman met with the new owner of North Korea, Kim Jong-un.
What about Dennis Rodman as international diplomat? Do real diplomats, politicians, is there some degree of jealousy if somebody like Dennis Rodman steps up and grabs the limelight in a situation like that? Not that anything serious was discussed.
Well, look who he's talking to. I mean, a meeting of the minds. But to be candid, I think yes. I think there was a fellow who went in, met the leader of North Korea, what chatted with him. They're now what, friends for life?
Right,
which I thought, but Mike
wants Obama to call him to talk about basketball.
Yeah, and or maybe go one on one. But for the winner gets the nukes. But my favorite part was when they showed the picture of them and all these fellows behind them, all wearing the same suit or whatever the heck that is. I mean, it's okay. I mean, yeah. By the way, Dennis Rodman, all kidding aside, was a great basketball player given his size, and I mean, he was a ferocious player, and he helped the Bulls win several championships, so, but still, Monty Python and their best days couldn't come up with that.
Benghazi and what went on there in the review of The Truth, trying to get to some justice, number 5 on the countdown. In May, host Bruce Wolf and Dan Proft talked to terrorism expert Brad Garrett about the release of emails from the White House and their effect on the investigation into what actually happened at the embassy in Benghazi.
So, have you had a chance to review all these emails, and if so, what do you glean from them?
Well, I haven't looked at all of them, but, you know, my sense is sort of what I've thought all along, that this was, for lack of better terms, an argument between the CIA and the State Department on wording, and that the White House was trying to be the referee as to how can we talk about this intelligently, but not really label things or point towards particular groups. Not, I don't think, particularly well handled, but, you know, was there any willful intent here to you know, not tell the truth. I don't know that I see that.
I see it, and I think the idea that you aren't going to label things when you know that a label is applicable seems to me obviates the possibility of talking intelligently about it. So if we're not going to call terrorists terrorists, if we're not going to call acts of terrorism, if we're going to pretend that videos and spontaneous demonstrations had something to do with what occurred on Benghazi and 9/11, it seems to me that we're not serious about having an intelligent conversation regarding the circumstances where four Americans were murdered.
Well, I don't disagree with that. The only thing I can tell you is that the agenda of agencies, the State Department, for example, in particular, who want to paint, you know, a less harsh brush because they have to diplomatically deal with countries. I'm not suggesting any of it is right. All I'm telling you is because I've actually been in these meetings before, where they've argued about how to talk about certain subjects and certain individuals, and particularly how they are portrayed to the host government, in this case Libya. And so that's what I see going on. I understand what you're saying. And clearly somebody should have stepped in maybe at the White House and said, this is silly. It looks like a terrorist attack. We don't know it's that. But let's just lean that direction. I suspect if somebody were recalling this, that's what would have happened.
What a happy coincidence, though, that on the eve of an election that the talking points are scrubbed of mentions of terrorism, and then they come up, which is not even mentioned in the talking points, this whole video canard.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think anybody can intelligently defend that.
Up next, the IRS, the bombing in Boston, and what's happening in Syria, all on the way here on The Countdown.
It's time to buckle in for Sears July 4th appliance event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get supervised savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $699.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusive supply, see store for details. Offer valid 628-377. Gas dryer, price higher, optional, pedestal sold separately.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
Award-winning author Michael Hebert's new book is the suspense thriller Dream with Little Angels. We spoke with him about the themes of loss between the main characters, Abe, the adolescent narrator of the story, and his mother, Leah, who is investigating the murders in the novel.
There's a lot of loss in the book. The theme of loss is everywhere. Leah lost her dad before the book started. She lost her husband when Abe was only 2 years old. And she never got over the loss. Leah has a problem with death. And it comes out over and over again as the story progresses. One of the symbols in the book is the Virgin Mother pendant that she has around her neck. And you'll notice whenever she gets nervous, she plays with that pendant. And ultimately, it's that pendant that represents her inability to get over the first case of Ruby Mae Vickers getting lost and never being found, that happened 12 years ago, that she has to get over for her character arc.
That's award-winning author Michael Hebert on his new literary suspense novel, Dream with Little Angels.
There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell.
And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
I'm Doug Steffen, up to number 6 on the Countdown the IRS scandal. Just a couple of days ago, talk host Jack Harris, Ted Webb, and Corey Dillon talked to analyst Gretchen Hamill about the IRS preparing to pay out $70 million in bonuses to their employees.
I guess you found another reason for us to cherish our beloved IRS even more, our Internal Revenue Service.
Oh, yeah, the IRS is back at it again. And what we're finding out now is that they are about to pay out $70 million in bonuses just after they were complaining about how much money they need and how they may not be able to effectively do their job because of sequester, because of some of the cuts that they had to make in their departments and because they had to furlough workers for 5 days.
Yeah, that is incredible in an economy that has been characterized as depleted as it is. And our government spending money recklessly anyway, and then talking about having to sequester, and you're going to have to go through hardships when you go to the airport and everything, and then they say, okay, here are bonuses because you at the IRS have done such a magnificent job in making Americans happy, in doing your job right.
Absolutely. It's one of those things that's really frustrating, and you read it and you have to ask yourself, this can't be true, but it is true. And that's what we're seeing, is that $70 million is what they want to pay out to employees of the IRS because of part of the union that they are with. And this comes at a time when the IRS has been, you know, making some decisions, some political decisions that they shouldn't be making, at a time where they were spending $135,000 for outside speakers and perks like baseball tickets, for when they're making videos like the Cupid Shuffle or about Star Trek, or paying $11,000 to hire a happiness expert. Man, I think when everyone sends that check off to pay their taxes and pay a big chunk of their paycheck to go to the IRS, they're not thinking about paying their bonuses and providing great videos for them and a happiness expert.
And by the way, they're
making the government offer.
They've admitted to that and apologized and said they were wrong in spending hundreds of thousands of dollars in happiness experts and baseball tickets and stuff like that.
But Gretchen, the thing is, too, that they've actually gone against an executive order from the president for 2 years running about improper payments totaling at least $11 billion, I know.
Yeah, I mean, the president said that during this time that they would not be receiving those things. They've gone against the executive order. And then in addition to that, there's improper payments. They're paying people who don't need to be receiving, you know, those tax refunds. So there's fraudulent payments that were well. I mean, we're looking at and what needs to be a complete hard look at the IRS that results in an overhaul.
Ted Cruz wants to abolish it, Gretchen. What are the possibilities of that happening?
Oh, I think the possibilities of that are really slim. Anything that has a major change here in Washington, D.C. is very slim. As we can see, it's been hard to get any consensus on anything. Now, they will nip around the edges to try to fix some things, but Washington isn't in the mode of fixing problems right now. They're in the mode of applying Band-Aid solutions just to get through for the next few weeks or even years.
Boston Marathon bombing in the aftermath, number 7 on the countdown. This is our mid-year review, remember. So we've analyzed a lot of talk radio callers. It's like we were running the NSA here. We were analyzing your calls. Here's what a lot of folks had to say about the surviving bomb suspect who has recently been indicted on 30 counts, including using weapons of mass destruction.
I believe, yes, he's an enemy combatant. He needs to go to Gitmo. He needs to be waterboarded. We also... this is a huge wake-up call on a number of levels. I think that we're going to see this affect gun legislation. We're going to see it affect immigration legislation. But the question that we're curious is to why there hasn't been any talk of revoking his new U.S. citizenship, and whether that would help grease the legal wheels to make it easier for him to be an enemy combatant.
I'm a Democrat, and I believe that he should be held as an enemy combatant. It was clearly an act of war with the bombs. I think Builder Brother had some Islamic extremist rants on the internet. He went abroad for 6 months, probably to get training from someone. And this was an act of war, and we need to clearly. And you know, his mother had said the older brother had been involved in religious political stuff for 5 years. Didn't know beyond that. But, you know, they had bombs. They were out to kill us. They came to this country to kill us. Enemy combatant status. We need to get the information for future attacks if they had any other people involved.
I do believe there is a word for someone who is a U.S. citizen who commits an act of war against the U.S., and it's treason, and it's punishable by death. If our U.S. government wasn't being run by a bunch of intellectual morons, maybe the guy would have already been convicted and put in front of a firing squad and shot.
It's totally wrong to think of this man as an enemy combatant. I think the notion that we can take an American citizen and put him away without trial, suspending habeas corpus, is ridiculous. This is a road that we don't want to go down. This is a criminal. He should be tried in criminal court. And I think the fact that the Republicans are out in front trying to push Obama in this direction is ridiculous. He ought to resist this. There is no basis. Now, what are they going to do? Torture him while he is suspended his rights for counsel? What's the notion here? I think this is absolutely ridiculous. We got to stop this notion of eroding our rights. And for the purpose of so-called being safer, this is getting to be ridiculous. Our Constitution does mean something. And to talk about suspending the rights of an American citizen is absolutely ridiculous. To talk about the drones and striking, killing Americans on American soil, this is a road that's so slippery. We cannot go down there. This is ridiculous.
Number 8 on the countdown, Syria, from June. Here's host Bob Davis with political analyst Andrew McCarthy talking about Senator John McCain's continued push for the U.S. to get involved in Syria.
What is McCain's fascination with aiding rebels, whether it's Libya or Syria?
Well, I don't want to pretend to be able to read McCain's mind. That's a sort of a scary place. But trying to give him the best of intentions, I think he is one of these people who believes that if we just plant Western notions of liberty in Islamic countries and exhibit to jihadists that we really don't have it in for them and that we can be their friend and helper, we will be able to create authentic democratic societies and turn our enemies into our friends. I think it's a fanciful theory. It'd be wonderful if it was true and that it worked, but it's when the rubber hits the road, it's a catastrophe.
How do you think Obama's appointments are going to... I know he's been supposedly considering this week, and reports keep saying that they're going to say something soon. So I would think that... I mean, the thing is, Susan Rice is an interventionist, and apparently so is McCain. Well, to me, they're birds of a feather.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's a lot of... I call the McCain faction of the Republican Party, which unfortunately seems to be the dominant faction for purposes of foreign policy, a progressive faction. I don't think they're at all conservative, and they're how much they care about American national security. You really have to peel back their rhetoric and look at exactly what they're doing, because they, on the one hand, they're always screaming about the need for, strong defense, and on the other hand, they're always making strong defense necessary by empowering our enemies. So to me, it's kind of a crazy kilt way of going about security. But I think you're quite right. I don't think there's, I think that Susan Rice is a movement leftist, and McCain is a progressive internationalist. They probably differ maybe widely on a variety of issues, but on this one particular about the American intervention on behalf of what often turn out to be America's enemies, or at least forces hostile to America. I don't think there's a lot of sunlight between them.
Up next, the NSA and the Department of Justice here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. efoodsdirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to this special edition. I'm Doug Steffen. This week's countdown is a mid-year review. The top 10 items for the period from January until end of June. At number 9, Edward Snowden and the NSA. Host John Curley and Andrew Walsh talked about the statement Snowden released this past Monday as more countries turned down his bid for asylum.
Snowden comes out with what comment? What
so Snowden basically, and he has not made a comment since he left Hong Kong, what, a week and a half ago now or something like that. And he's now believed to be in this international part of a Moscow airport where nobody can basically touch him. Or as you said, basically the equivalent of a duty-free shop.
Duty-free shop.
Somewhere in the Moscow airport. He released a statement that said, it's really a shot across the bow at the Obama administration for the way they have gone about trying to get him back on U.S. soil. Mm-hmm. And he is saying that basically they're using citizenship as a weapon against him. He says that even though I'm convicted of nothing, the Obama administration has unilaterally revoked my passport, leaving me a stateless person without any judicial order. The administration now seeks to stop me exercising a basic right, a right that belongs to everybody, the right to seek asylum. Because if we can back up for a second and just kind of talk about what happened over the weekend, is you had, probably last time we talked to you on Friday, Snowden was still thinking maybe he'd be able to make it to Ecuador and maybe Ecuador would give him asylum. He was also maybe hoping that Russia would give him asylum. Well, the United States, I think Joe Biden and probably other people have been talking with these countries, having a lot of meetings over the weekend. And now Ecuador, whatever they said to Ecuador, I don't know if Ecuador woke up with a horse head in his bed on Saturday or what happened, but suddenly Ecuador is no longer interested in helping Snowden, apparently.
Well, Ecuador depends heavily on the United States for import-export, and they trade in American dollars, and they didn't want to have anything to do with this. It's just not worth it. There's no upside for Ecuador to have Snowden become a resident for them.
And then you have Russia kind of changing its tune as well, saying over the weekend something along the lines, basically, of this is Putin basically saying, we will not even consider giving asylum to Snowden, this NSA leaker, until he promises to stop leaking documents that are hurting our friends and partners, the United States. And this isn't a direct quote, but he does say, as weird as those words taste on my lips, or something along the lines of that.
And the number 10 item on the countdown, Attorney General Eric Holder in the Department of Justice. A couple of months ago, Taco's Joe O'Reilly had a conversation with political strategist Kamara Clifton about what Attorney General Eric Holder did and didn't have to say about the Justice Department seizing phone records from the AP.
Eric Holder has caught my attention. On one hand, he says with the IRS, we need to get to the bottom of it, find out who was responsible when it comes to the AP phone taps. He says, no, it wasn't me. It was somebody on my staff. Does that strike you the same way, Kamara?
Well, absolutely, but where's the new news in this, Joel? This is what he's done every single rattle out of the box when they are challenged about anything. I mean, it goes back to the very beginning of the first administration when a lot of people were upset about the thugs who showed up at voting sites and intimidated voters into not going into the polls. What did he say? I don't know. I don't know. It didn't happen. It wasn't like that. And then it's all news. It's the same rhythm and mantra and pattern that they always use. They used it for Fast and Furious. They used it for Benghazi. And now they're trying to use it with AP and with the IRS scandal. There's no new news here. They don't respect the Constitution. They don't respect Congress. They don't respect us. They don't respect the people that perceive themselves to be their partners, like the mainstream media. So I think their chickens are all about to come home for roosting. And when that happens, you can't buy off reporters with food stamps.
Okay, that's interesting. You're a political strategist. You think the chickens are about to come home to roost. If this is what they've done over and over and over and over, and there is no new news here, why do you think now is the time the chickens come home to roost?
Because they threw their partners under the bus and they got caught doing it. You know, Benghazi is only still an issue because Congress will not let go of it. The IRS scandal is an issue because people are wary of the IRS anyway. But now that, you know, these things are coming out about, you know, how they've abused the power, for people of a certain age, this is reminiscent of Nixon. And that didn't end well.
Recapping, Attorney General Holder in the Department of Justice at 10, number 9, Eric Snowden and the NSA, at number 8, Syria and their internal and external problems, number 7, the Marathon bombing, IRS scandals number 6, Benghazi number 5, North Korea number 4, immigration reform number 3, gun control legislation is number 2, and the debt deficit and sequester number 1 item in this mid-year review of the Talk Radio Countdown World.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.